This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Mike Doty founded the alternative band Soul Coughing in the 1990s. The band broke up in 2000 after several years of turbulence intensified by Doty's addiction to drugs and alcohol. Since then, Doty has become a successful solo artist, taken steps towards sobriety, and has written a memoir about his time in the band called The Book of Drugs. As part of his catharsis, Doty has gone back and reworked much of the Soul Coughing catalog. KUNC's Benji McPhail had the chance to speak with Doty about the project and even convinced him to perform some of the songs.
Mike Doty has been a successful solo musician for over a decade, but the shadow of Doty's former band Soul Coughing has always loomed in the background. Considering the volatile nature of the band, it's a little surprising he decided to revisit the material. But Doty wanted to reclaim the material and let his fans hear how it was intended to sound.
Having listened to this record, they're all quite different. And I'm sure you've looked at every tune in the Soul Coughing catalog. Were there some that you were thinking, these would be perfect for the record, and then when you got in the studio, they just weren't working?
Not really. I think we nailed everything that we tried. I just sort of picked them on the basis of what I was interested in at the time. And, again, I just try and let the ineffable take over and not to make too many conscious choices.
Yeah. And on the flip side of that, were there any that you were thinking, this might be a stretch, and then when you started playing, felt good? Or is there anything that didn't make the album, I guess? That's
No. I mean, we nailed everything we tried. It was pretty, it was pretty clean.
I don't need to walk around in circles, walk around in circles, around in circles, walk around in don't need to walk around in circles, walk around in circles, walk around in circles, walk around in.
Doty also has a reputation for finding new ways to interact with his audience. On a recent tour, he placed a jar at the front of the stage and asked the audience to submit questions.
And they were just super weird questions. Again, it very much felt like a collaboration with the audience and this kind of surrealness. They were very... would you rather punch a kitten in the face or play Twister with Dick Cheney?
Yeah.
Is a perennial favorite.
Well, what's the answer?
I don't want to punch a kitten. I mean, I wouldn't like playing Twister with Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
But I certainly would not want to punch a kitten.
Too fat, fast, you must cut lean. You gotta take the elevator to the mezzanine trunk. Change and it's on. Super bonbon, super bonbon, super bonbon. Fat fat, you must cut lean. You gotta take the elevator to the mezzanine trunk. Change and it's on. Super bonbon, super bonbon, super bonbon.
When he's not creating his own music, Doty has a knack for reworking some classic material, like on his 2012 album of covers, The Flip Is Another, Honey.
You did a pretty wide range of covers on
yes,
there.
Indeed, yeah.
Everything from...
I'm eclectic in my listening habits,
yeah.
So I am equally in my playing habits.
So, Cheap Trick, John Denver. Yeah. So if you're going to walk into a karaoke bar, what are you going
to
say?
I like to do Cameron's Hey Ma. That is my Cameron and Joel Santana's Hey Ma. That's my jam.
Jesus to my left, the Holland Tunnel on my right. Angels shine down from the traffic light, 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 light.
In keeping with the theme of connecting to his audience, Doty asked his fans to fund his latest record.
It's a real joy when your listeners really feel part of a team.
Yeah.
So, obviously there was stuff they got, on a bunch of different levels. But I think, it really felt like people were joining a cause. And, it was beautiful.
Now, not only could you be listed in the credits, but I was looking at some of these things. You got signed vinyl, private concerts, coffee mugs, one of our personal favorites.
Yeah, I had collected coffee mugs for years, and I was moving to a smaller place, and so I was like, this would be an interesting pledge item.
You can hear more of Mike Doty's interview and see videos of his performances at KUNC.org. For KUNC Music, I'm Benji McPhail.
Move aside and let the man go through. Let the man go through. Move aside and let the man go through. Let the man go through. Move aside and let the man go through. Let the man go through. Move aside.